Now, let's move on and see what these folks have to say about baby step five.
Because we have no debt with having a second child on the way, we're ready to fund their colleges, get everything started so that it's paid for, and it's a lot less stressful, and it's a great feeling.
Our children have a future. Our children have bank accounts, and their college is taken care of.
Saving for my kids' college is tremendous. I was one of the ones who had college debt until I was about 33. That's when I paid it off. And I don't wish that on anybody.
We're very fortunate to have the family that we have and the kids and be able to help them through college.
We also put our daughter through college. And she's had graduated this past May. She walked away from college without a single bill. We put her through 4 years of state university.
Baby step five, save for your kids' college using tax-favored plans. When we say baby step five later, we're just going to say college, and we're all going to know what it means. Now, how many of you have kids at home or think you might someday that you want to save for college? Okay, about 75% of you in this audience, roughly. The rest of you, they're grown and gone, or you're just not planning to have kids or whatever. So you skip this step in that case, or you're past this step or whatever. But the rest of you, you've got to start saving for college, and you've got to start thinking about it. Now, I will tell you this. College savings has a tremendous amount of guilt with it. If I don't save for college, I'm a child abuser. No, you're not. No, you're not. How many of you in here, when you went to college, you paid for some or all of it? Your parents must have been child abusers. It's the way our culture thinks today, isn't it? I've met with single moms who are barely keeping food on the table for their kids, and there's tears running down their face because they feel guilty because they're not funding a college fund. And I look at her and say, they should just rise up and call you blessed for feeding them. That's the first thing. College is important. College is not life or death. And by the way, last time I checked, WORK will get you a long way through college. So you and I want to save for our kids' college. That's good. You and I want to save for our kids' college. We want to be a blessing to them. But you are not a bad parent by definition. You are not stupid for never having saved for college. But I do want to put that in the financial plan, and I want to get along here. But everybody wants to move it from back here because they're all guilted and freaked out, and they want to have the college fund funded before baby step one. And then the alternator breaks, and we clean out the college fund. This is dumb, okay? College is not first. You'll get to it or you won't, and life will go on. There's these neat things called scholarships and pizza places that let you work there and all these different kinds of things, right? There's ways to get through school if you want to get through school, and student loans aren't the way. So is it important? Yes, it's important. I'm an advocate of education. I teach for a living, so I'm huge on college. But it is not a right that you have because you breathe air, that you have the right to go to college. No, it's like a lot of other things in this culture. It's gotten twisted where people think it's a right. It's not a right. It is a privilege. And privileges come with responsibility. And parents do the best they can to this point, and I hope you can fully fund your kids by the time they get there. That's our goal for those of us at this point. So what we're going to do is we're going to use the Educational Savings Account, the ESA, nicknamed the Education IRA, because it works like the Roth IRA does, but it goes just for college. Which is very cool. We're trying to keep them from graduating like the average college senior did last year with $19,000 in student loan debt and $7,000 in credit card debt. So this is out of control. It's how you start your life, $26,000 in debt and no job. I don't want to start my life that way. So we're trying to avoid that by saving and investing. Now, the IRA, the Education IRA, the ESA, allows you to save $2,000 a year currently if the phone doesn't ring. Then they change the law. Check our website, and then you'll be able to stay updated and know what's going on. But currently, you can save $2,000 a year. If you save $2,000 from zero, a baby, to 18 years old, 18 times 2 is $36,000. That money, invested at 12% average annual return, will grow from over that period of time. That $36,000 will turn into about $126,000. And so we have $90,000 in growth that is tax-free. Taxes on $90,000 might be something like $20,000 or $25,000. So this little ESA jacket right here, this little jacket called the Education IRA in our little example is about a $25,000 or $30,000 jacket per kid. Pretty important stuff. So we want to be sure we get the old letter jacket with the ESA embroidered right there on it. That's what we're going to do. So it's a very important little coat in that regard because they get to go tax-free. Now, if you want to do more than that because you're thinking grad school or you're thinking maybe Ivy League or something like that, then you would do this first because it's very flexible. You can do a lot of stuff with it. You control it just like an IRA. You could go to a 529. Now, I'm not a huge fan of the 529 because there's so many different kinds of 529s. There's only one good kind. Avoid all the others. The one good kind is simply, it works like the ESA. You control and decide the mutual fund that's inside the coat. If you don't like the mutual fund, you can move and go to another mutual fund inside the 529. If you are in any way restricted or they do something automatically for you with the 529, stay back. You want to be able to pick the mutual funds inside of there and move them around just like you would in an ESA or just like you would in an IRA. If you don't like them, you can move them around later. You do not want to be restricted. You control your destiny. That is a rule of thumb. Never put money in something you don't understand, and you control your destiny. Don't look for someone to babysit you and take care of you with a government plan. Always a bad idea. Now, the only type we recommend is, again, the ones that leave you in control. Never buy a plan that freezes your options or that automatically changes your investments based on the age of the child. And lots of 529s do that. They start out a little more aggressive, and as the kid gets older, they get more and more and more and more and more conservative. And really what ends up happening is about the time you need the money, they've really screwed the thing up, in my opinion. I wouldn't do that with my money. Now, if you've done the 529 and you've done the ESA, or if you make too much money to do the ESA, there's income limits on it, then you may want to look at the UTMA or the UGMA, the Uniform Transfer to Minors Act, or the Uniform Gift to Minors Act in your state. Most of them are UTMAs now, and this is an old way of doing things. Let me tell you, 1% of you in here will ever do an UTMA or an UGMA. You need to do the other two many, many times before that. Now, while this is one way to save with reduced taxes, it's not as good as the other options. UTMA stands for Uniform Transfer to Minors Act. The account is listed in the child's name and a custodian is named, just like when you open a savings account inside in your kid's name. If your child is not 18 years old, they cannot have an account without some adult's name on the account as a custodian. Same situation here. And so that's all an UTMA is. You're just opening a mutual fund in the kid's name. But the kid is in a lower tax bracket, so you'll save some money. But again, you're not going to use that very often. Here are some bad ideas for college. Never use insurance like whole life life insurance or universal life life insurance or variable life insurance to save for college. Dumb idea. How many of you got the little flyer from Gerber? Gerber insurance plan to send your kid to college. Gerber makes baby food. There should be a hint in here somewhere. Never. That's a little dinky whole life plan and it's a ripoff. Stay out of these little whole life plans for kids. Your kid will spend their whole life trying to go to college with that stuff. They won't have any money. So use a good investment and stay away from that junk. Don't use savings bonds. The average inflation rate of college tuition year in and year out, college goes up an average of about 7% a year. Savings bonds are running about 4 or 5% a year. So you're not even treading water. You're sinking just a little bit further every year. You're not even keeping up. I don't like prepaid tuition. Because prepaid tuition, you're exactly breaking even. When you buy something before you need to buy it, your rate of return is how much it goes up. So you're making about 7% on your money in prepaid tuition. I can be in a good mutual fund inside my ESA making 12 or 14 on average. And that's where I would much rather be. So the idea here is baby steps 4 and 5, we're doing at the same time. We're doing 15% of our income into retirement now, and above that, we're going to find other money. That's why we held it down so that we could do baby step 5 and even start working on baby step 6 a little bit later. Those three you'll run at the same time until things get moving. Now, when college is gone, when the house is paid off, we'll go back to baby step 4 and just max out all your retirement using all these plans. You probably did not understand every single thing we covered tonight unless you're a genius or already knew a bunch of it. And that wouldn't be unusual at all. So don't take that as a thing where you got all twisted up. This is just the beginning of your learning. Wealthy people use these little coats to keep the government off of their investments. That's the moral of the story today. And in this lesson, if you get that moral and you go out looking for coats all the time, you're going to be in good shape. It'll take you from fruition to tuition and all the way into wealth. Thanks for being here.